Hi, and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone. Sunday, May 28th, 2023. You are tuned in with me, and I'm going to be discussing a few things, thus said the Lord. God told me to tell you, strictly believers, if you do not believe, please click off. This does not apply to you. This applies to those who are staying true, uplifting God, trusting God, getting to know God, and yearning for God. Not those who are blasphemying God, speaking God out of their mouth, but blasphemying Him, cursing Him, and 100% serving evil. It's not for you. God told me to tell you, stop trying to become perfect because you think that He's going to reject you. God said He accepts you as you are. There is no perfect person but God. It's in His word. None of us are free and clear. None of us will have it together. We must come to God as we are. Those of you who are constantly locked in on social media, trying to figure out why you don't have, this didn't go this way, this didn't happen, you need this, you need that, you got to do this, you got to do that. God said that's why you don't have it, because He is where it's at. You've got to lay your trust and faith to God. Everyone's life, destiny, journey, and timing is all preordained by God. Until you can get into God's presence and seek Him 100% for yourself, you cannot elevate to take the things out of your life that don't need to be there, that He wants to release from you. None of us came here stress-free. None of us came here problem-free. None of us came here not knowing where we would be. None of us. None of us knew where we're going to be. None of us knew we'd have problems. None of us knew we had stress. It's part of life. So in doing so, you've got to get right with the man upstairs. In order to get right with the man upstairs, you must be in His presence. You must trust Him. You must keep the faith. You cannot have gluttony, jealousy, envy, strife, back and forth, back and forth. Speak His name out of your mouth, but yet do demonic things and serve evil. That's called hot and cold. God will spool you out and not even hear you. Stop trying to impress people. Stop making phone calls to family members, friends, trying to get opinions, trying to get validation, trying to get accreditation. This is why you are lacking and not multiplying. God is the author of stamping all is well in your life. If God has called you to go in isolation, it's for preparation for your destination. If God has taken you through something, it's not to hurt you, it's to help you and strengthen you. It's to teach you lessons, it's to build you, it's to prepare you for where He's taking you. God has to test you before He blesses you. I'm sorry, going into 31 years coming up with God, you're going to have to go through to get to. If you serve the devil, you've got to go through to get to, because the grim reaper is coming to collect on the devil's side. And when he collects, you're not going to like the collection plate. You've got to know God is faithful. And the more you spend intimate time with Him, trust Him, pray, lay your problems at the altar and tell God, I don't care what it looks like, you're going to work it out because you've got me no matter what. This is when you become so profound and so, what's the word I want to use? So profound and so strong in God, there's nothing He won't do for you, because He knows now I can trust you, because no matter what I put before you or what I'm trying to teach you, you're not going to waver and leave me. You'll stay with me because you are my vessel and you trust me. This takes time. A day to God is 1,000 years. For those who are chosen, we've all had to go through, but we go through a lot more than those who are not chosen. Because even like this glorious weekend, God has had me in isolation in prayer. His sheep know his voice. It's not to hurt me. It's for God's purpose. God's purpose is already ordained in my life. My obedience is better than sacrifice. So when you begin to trust God and know that his timing is right for you, everything will be released from you that's not supposed to be in your life or with you. I'm telling you, God is the way maker. He's the provider. He will do it for you, but he won't do it until you do what you're supposed to do. And that's come before him, stand in spite of, trust and keep the faith. I'm praying for you. Have a glorious, joyous, uplifting, inspirational, motivational holiday weekend. Follow me on social media, Twitter at YMcTier, Instagram at Sassy Elite Me. Those of you who have bought my book, thank you. Those of you who will buy my book, thank you. Barnes and Nobles, Amazon, other outlets. God bless me 2011 to publish it. An enemy tried to come to destroy it by writing a negative review. I could care less what negativity you spew, because God is the only man in my life and covering that stayed true. I don't have time to entertain mess, because that in their flesh is something they got to deal with and stand before God on judgment day. None of my concern. I'm going to go keep doing what God has told me to do. I've had my podcast well over since 2012. God is faithful. He'll be faithful to you, but you've got to know, no matter what comes to you, God has got you and will always carry you, keep you, and make a way for you. Until the next time, peace and shalom. May God keep you covered in prayer. Bye now.